Hello, everyone. This is Kim Welty, director of the Sunflower Theater, and I have Missy Raines on the phone with us. Missy will be performing with her band, The New Hip, this Sunday, May 8th at 7:30 p.m. at the Sunflower. Hello, Missy. How are you doing today?
I am doing great. Kim, how are you?
Oh, we're just having fun over here. Just share with everyone, we're having a few technical difficulties, but we've got it all figured out. So, Missy, we're so excited that you're coming this way. I know a lot of people know and appreciate your music, and you're doing a big sky tour. Can you tell us a little more about that? I'm thinking it has something to do with ending up in Montana.
Well, you know, I'm originally from West Virginia, and northern West Virginia in the mountains. And I live in Tennessee now. I live in Nashville, and in a pretty fairly big metropolitan area. So anytime I can get out to where I can see a whole lot of sky, it's a big sky tour.
Oh, I see. That's great.
So we were thinking about what to name this tour, and when we thought about the places had in common where we were headed, we thought of huge, big, stunning vistas and gorgeous mountains and big skies, and that's something that I think Colorado and Montana share.
Absolutely. We love our blue skies out here. In fact, we get a little cranky when they're gray. So welcome. I'm sure you'll have plenty to enjoy. Let's go back to West Virginia. I was very curious in reading about you that, of course, that's where you're from, as you said, and that you got into music and started touring in your teens. Tell us a little more about how you got into music and the whole bluegrass scene.
Well, yeah, as I said, I grew up in northern West Virginia, way up just across the Maryland state line. So it's a pretty interesting part of the beautiful part of the world. And I guess I started into music because my parents were huge enthusiasts. They didn't really play, although the story will get to the fact that my father actually bought a bass for himself and brought it home to play, and I never knew he played from, not one moment before he brought that instrument home did I know that he played, but I'm not sure that he did. I think he just wanted to, and then someone showed him some things, and then he started playing. So the bass was in the house, and that's how I actually found the bass, it was just there. But before that, I just grew up in a household that had lots and lots of music playing all the time on stereo, the radio, and my parents encouraged, whatever we wanted to listen to. So I had brothers and sisters, so there was everything from bluegrass to pop to southern rock to classical being played all the time. So, and then my folks specifically were interested in, what was known then as country music. Before I was born, of course, it was stock country or and music, and so they were seeing a lot of the same artists at shows like that. They were going out, driving around the Mid-Atlantic to see these shows. And then when bluegrass term sort of came into more use, then my parents sort of decided that was the section of the music that they really liked, and so they started following more, primarily bluegrass events. And I grew up going to them, and I grew up going to bluegrass festivals, and so I was just surrounded by it. And I guess I have, like I said, three siblings, and none of them caught the bug like I did. So I guess it doesn't really. It's just something that you either have or you don't. And so I started playing piano and guitar, and then eventually switched to bass.
Well, that's an amazing story. So many influences. Can you maybe tell us about some of the, I'm going to call them greats, that perhaps you got to play with or you were influenced by in the bluegrass genre?
Well, early on, some of my biggest influences were, of course, people that my parents really liked, which were like the Original Country Gentleman and Seldom Seen, which came out of after the Country Gentlemen, the original Gentlemen, disbanded. Seldom seen. And then, of course, I was also terribly influenced and inspired by folks like Sam Bush and Tony Rice and David Grisman, all of those folks who were doing, you know, they were making their own way and carving a path in the 70s when I was just sort of coming, you know, I was a young teenager and looking for, you know, something new. And of course, Ricky Skaggs, even at the time, late 70s, with after he left the Stanley Brothers, I actually saw him play with Ralph Stanley, as not Stanley Brothers, but with Ralph. And then he went on to create the band Boone Creek and, you know, all those guys. But particularly Sam Bush, Tony Rice, David Grisman influenced me greatly because they were carrying on a tradition that I had also cut my teeth on. But then, you know, when you're, you know, when you're young, you're always looking for something that's sort of edgy, and they were that.
Oh, that's extremely interesting. And you mentioned to me earlier that Sam Bush plays with you on one of the songs on your latest album, New Frontier.
He did play on one song. The New Hip, we've opened for Sam and his band on lots of tours, and he's just a fabulous guy. It's hard for me to actually like complete sentences around him though, because I'm still pretty much in awe of him just because of the things that he's done and the impact that he's had on my life as well as so many people's lives. And the music, you know, he was very bold and very brave to do the things he did. I know today it's easy to say, oh, that's kind of old school and oh, there's so much happening, and it's all, for the most part, is all being accepted as under one tent, which is such a great thing. But you know, if you don't remember when those things were happening and how much people were fighting against it in the very beginning, then you forget what a brave act it is, you know. And the same for Tony Rice and David Grisman, all, you know, all recording the albums that they did, especially in the early 70s. They weren't specifically bluegrass. They were just going after what they wanted to do.
Well, that sounds like that whole experience, not only with your family, but these musicians, has led you to where you are now. You had these great bluegrass roots, but now with you're stretching your style, you're stretching your whole artistic bent. Tell us a little more about the new territory that you're exploring with your music these days.
Well, you know, it does feel like it's sort of a continuation, and I like to think of it that way. You know, I was sort of raised to believe that kind of innovation is a very healthy and wonderful thing. You know, for me, it's more of a personal pushing of my limits. You know, it's like trying to see what I want to do next. And for me, one of the things was to sing. I didn't sing early in all those early years of my bass playing. I didn't sing for real. Like, I would sing parts and I would do whatever was asked of me, but I wasn't like going around trying to learn songs and be a singer until maybe, I don't know, 10 or 12 years ago when I first started playing as a duo with guitarist Jim Hurst. And that's when I really started thinking, maybe this whole singing thing could be really, really cool. And so I started pursuing that, and I really liked it. And I thought, I really like this as long as I get to pick the songs that I sing. And so anyway, I kind of, and so for me, part of the, what I feel like I'm, if I'm innovating or doing any of that, it's really just about like, you know, pushing to have my personal best and pushing myself to explore things that are inside of me, and then hopefully ground them in things, in the influences that I've been surrounded by and that I feel I know, and then hopefully it all comes out to be something maybe a little fresh or you know, and falls within the umbrella of, well, really, you know, I don't know what umbrella it falls under. It's going to be what it is. And that's the thing that I don't try to do, is I don't try to make it fit into anything, because I feel like if you start to do that, then it kind of it dilutes it a little. So sure. I just try to let it be what it's going to be, and hopefully somebody likes it.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure they will. I've been listening to your music, and I have to say I love your voice. So I'm so glad you decided to sing. It's just a wonderful tone that you have. Yes. So,
thank you.
Yeah. So, Missy, that sounds great. I think people are just going to come and be surprised and pleased at your show. Is there anything else you'd like our audience to know before Sunday?
Just that we are so happy to be able to get to come, and we appreciate you know, places like the Sunflower too, that is hosting bands like us to come all the way. We're just really looking forward to it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today, Missy. And
absolutely.
And so, once again, we look so much forward to seeing you on Sunday. For everyone, Missy Raines and the New Hip will be performing at the Sunflower Theater this Sunday, May 8th at 7:30 p.m. For tickets, go to sunflowertheater.org, and we'll see you all then. And by the way, it's Mother's Day, so it's the perfect gift for your mother. Thank you so much. All right, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye, Missy.
Bye-bye.